Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Whiskey Neat, spirited conversations with interesting people. I am your host, Christopher Hart. Now, today is a special episode, and I think I've said that before in many cases in which it wasn't that special. But a couple of months ago, I was asked by Sagamore Rye, who's been a sponsor on the show before and will be a sponsor again shortly, to host a cocktail regional competition. Now, the Sagamore Showdown, the cocktail showdown that they have created, is going region by region and trying to find the quintessential Sagamore cocktail by having applicants make a suggestion or submit a cocktail, and then the West regional finals have happened, and last night the Central regional finals have happened, and yours truly hosted it. We're going to air the entire episode right now on this show. It's going to be this week's episode. So just to give you some boilerplate information, we have boiled this down to three contestants, one from Houston, Max, one from New Orleans, Brian, and one from San Antonio, Philip. They've each submitted their own cocktail. Nearly 4,000 votes narrowed it down to these three individuals. We are going to make the cocktails, we're going to taste the cocktails, and of course we're going to announce a winner. The winner of today's contest is going to win $500 cash and a two-night stay at the Sagamore Pendry Hotel in Baltimore during the national finals. The national finals will actually take place in September during Bourbon Heritage Month, which is a nice little like Sagamore Rye's like, no, you sit down, Bourbon. We're going to make this about us. And it is, I couldn't be more excited. So, as usual, Whiskey Neat is brought to you in part by Legent Bourbon, a first-of-its-kind super premium bourbon that melds Kentucky distilling tradition with Japanese blending excellence. Legent is a perfectly balanced yet complex and layered whiskey with a bright, smooth, and unexpectedly long finish. Order a bottle in your area via drizzly.com, and please, please, drink smart. I also want to give a quick shout out the Gregarious Grump website. You guys have heard me talk about my brand for a while. The website will be up in a couple of days, and the Facebook page and Instagram are both there. So go check out Facebook, go check Instagram, give it a like. We've got 19 barrels of single barrel rums that are coming and nearly 17,000 liters of cognac. I am so excited to see what the brand brings up shortly. So all cast strength, all unadulterated, unfiltered, beautiful examples of other people's work that we are completely transparent about. Also, and last but not least, I haven't opened this in a while, so I was super excited to bring it today. One of our favorite sponsors, one of our longest sponsors, huge fans, Amrut Indian Single Malt Whiskey. They are one of the most well-known Indian single malts in the world. And this year, the International Wine and Spirits Competition gave Amrut Fusion 95 points. Amrut would, as always, and specifically this show, would like to thank our listeners for being a part of its success. And I got to tell you, this was absolutely one of my favorite bottles, the Amrut Intermediate Sherry. We had this, I think this was a couple years ago this release came out, 2018, and it's absolutely delicious. So listen, without further ado, please welcome the Central Regional Cocktail Showdown, brought to you by Sagamore and, of course, me, your host, Christopher Hart. Cheers. Welcome to the Central Regional Sagamore Spirit Cocktail Competition. We are so excited to sit down with three of the finalists to go over some of the best cocktails that have, obviously these guys have been in the industry for a long time, and to create a cocktail with Sagamore Spirit, one of my favorite things. I'm super excited to taste with them, along with our judges, and of course, along with our co-host. Please welcome our Southeast Texas Regional Manager, April Burkholder. Coulter.
Thanks, Chris. I am equally, if not more, thrilled to be hosting alongside one of the best in the biz. And I'm really excited about our contestants tonight. I think all these cocktails are very unique, all very different. They're going to be using our signature straight 83 proof, which we know and love to be our workhorse. It's a very approachable rye, very drinkable, neat, and also holds up real nice in a cocktail. So there's a lot at stake here. These guys, there's three contestants, three cocktails, over 4,000 votes to get these guys in, and they will be competing to win $500, a trip to Baltimore, and a two-night stay at the Sagamore Pendry Hotel, which I'm super jealous of because I've never even stayed at the Pendry, so that's very, very fancy. So then they will move on to compete in our national competition on September 28th for a chance to win an additional $1,000. So I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm getting a little thirsty.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And thank you for going over everything. I mean, it wouldn't be a live show if I didn't screw it up immediately. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we could talk about what these three contestants have gone through to get here. And now let's talk about the beverages.
Sure. So first up, we will have, drum roll, we will have Brian with our The Cure, which sounds like what I need right about now. So I can't wait for Brian to heal us with that one. Next, we'll have the Moon River, which is two of my favorite things. And I can't wait for Philip to take us on that long journey. And then last but not least, we have the Potente Gold, where Max will maybe not make us famous, but definitely make us rich. I love those names.
I loved it too. Hunting down the ingredients for these three cocktails so that we can experience them with the contestants and the judges all at the same time has been both fun and exciting. And as I warned before we started recording, I'm looking forward to picking gold flakes out of my teeth. It wouldn't be Houston if I didn't have a grill. So I'm super excited to see what Max's cocktail has in store for us. So let's get to the judges. These three people, I know them all very well. I've been following them on social media for a while now. So let's get to the judges. First up, we have Casey Adler. Casey Adler from the Stockroom. Casey is based out of Colorado. He is a big Star Wars fan, as I learned right before we started recording. Chris Blattner.
True.
Instagram. Yeah, your Millennium Falcon. Chris Blattner from the Urban Bourbonist on Instagram. I've been following him for quite some time. The best hair in whiskey, I gotta say. And of course, best hair to Chris, but the best name in cocktails. Please welcome Sly Cosmopolis. Of course, I'm gonna butcher that. Welcome to the show. Oh, you're muted.
Okay, so you messed up and I had to do the mute.
Oh, for sure.
Let's get all the trouble out of the way.
Oh, get all the hiccups. We had a cocktail before and I still screwed it up. So it's so funny how these things work. At rehearsal, I was killing it. And now I could probably use one of those drinks. So I'm super excited to get through this. I mean, you three are very seasoned in this industry. I'd love to get a little bit of background about each one of you and, you know, where you're from, what your foray in spirits has been, and let the people know. Let's hear from Casey real quick. Casey, talk to us about where you're from and what you do.
Hi, Chris. Thanks. I'm excited to be here. We are based just outside of Denver in Old Town, Arvada. We're a speakeasy. It's called The Stock Room, and it's actually set behind my wife's liquor store. So pretty cool concept. We're actually closed the bar down for this event. That's how excited we are for it. And don't worry, we're suffering here in Denver with the heat just as much as you are. 100 degrees today, so I'm looking pretty excited to get tucked into some of these cocktails. They sound pretty refreshing and exciting. Been in the industry on and off for over 20 years now. This is my first ownership position of a bar. We decided to open in 2020. Really cool choice. Some things hampered us, but we're back up and running now. Been 5 months full capacity and things are crushing it with our partner here, Jeremy Duffy. Things are going really, really well. I'm just excited to tuck into some of these cocktails and chat with you all tonight.
Well, that's awesome. I actually have known quite a few people that decided, it wasn't their fault originally, but they decided to get into the spirits business and get into opening a bar around this surprise pandemic that hit us all. So for anyone that can pull it off and is succeeding well, my hat's off to you because I know it can't be easy.
Thank you. If we can do it now, hey, it's going to be easy when it's normal, I guess.
Well, awesome. Let's get to our second judge, Chris Blattner. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction, Chris. Nice to meet you. Hi, April and everyone competing tonight. This is going to be such a fun event. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. As you said, I go by Urban Bourbonist on Instagram. That's basically where I'm at on the internet. Host a couple shows on there. An interview show called the Urban Bourbon Hour, also a show with my friend called Sunday Night Fights, where we pit a couple of bottles of whiskey against each other on Sunday night and pick a winner. I'm an executive bourbon steward. I've never made a drink professionally, but I sure know how to drink them. So I'm excited for tonight.
That's funny. Yeah, I also have never been exactly behind the bar. But if there's one thing I pride myself on, it's the ability to tell you it's good and drink it. So I'm excited to. I've been on the other side of the bar for many, many years. So I'm excited to have you on the show and to get through this together. And last but not least, Sly, tell us your story. I mean, I was going through your resume. It's one of the most impressive resumes in spirits. It's truly an honor to hear your words on these cocktails.
Oh, thank you. Well, some say they've been around the block a few times, but I like to say I've been around the bar a few times. So hopefully I'll have some great feedback for everyone today. So I'm Sly. I'm based out of Dallas, Texas. Knock on wood, still have electricity and air conditioning. So that's good. I'm the director of beverage marketing for Republic National Distributing Company. So we're a liquid distributor. Don't judge me, everyone out there.
Empire.
Company 14 years. I manage the team of mixologists for the company. So me and my team, we create cocktails for concepts around the U.S. So I tell everyone, if my bosses don't smell alcohol on my breath, then I'm not doing my job. So what better job is there out there when you can actually say that? In fact, like I said, if it's 8 o'clock, I wake up and I say it's 8 a.m. Do I know where my taste buds are at? So that's a pretty good job. Before that, I managed a chain of restaurants for about 11 years, working on their signature cocktails and managing their bars. So hopefully a lot of this will have application for the cocktails today. So I'm looking forward to today.
Well, if anyone sounds qualified, Sly, you definitely fit the bill. So I'm excited to have you here. Let's get straight into it. So we've got three contestants, as my co-host April mentioned. Three contestants, nearly 4,000 people voted to narrow the pool down to these three people. We've got someone from Louisiana, we've got someone from San Antonio, and of course someone from Houston. So three regional qualifying cocktail experts. I couldn't be more excited. Let's introduce our very first contestant.
All right, so we have Mr. Brian Chambliss from the culturally rich NOLA. We'll be making us the cure to all of our problems, starting with our signature rye with 1.5 ounces of it, 1/2 ounce of fresh lemon juice, 2 drops of lemon bitters, and now this I'm extra curious about, 1 ounce of raspberry basil lemon oleo, which I'm sure mine isn't going to be nearly as good as Brian's will be. So Brian, why don't you tell us about the inspiration for this cocktail and kind of why you chose this unique ingredient here.
Hi, guys. My cocktail is fashioned after the Sazerac cocktail, which is the oldest cocktail in America. So it's rye whiskey, your citrus component. And I wanted to go with raspberry, lemon, basil, oleo, because this is my sugar component to the cocktail. And I wanted to go out there, but not too far out there. I wanted to give you something refreshing that you would like, but also not too far that you're like, what's going on?
For sure. And you're actually currently at the Josephine Estelle restaurant in New Orleans. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you come from before we get to this delicious citrus forward cocktail, which, by the way, I mentioned this in our rehearsal. I love citrus-based cocktails. So anything that leads with lemon and lime, I'm on board. So I'm excited to see what this tastes like.
So I am born, raised, and schooled in New Orleans. I've been in the industry for about 15 years now.
Sweet. 15 years making cocktails, yes. Working in the bar industry.
Yes, well, that Tulane degree is paying off.
Well, go ahead and walk us through your cocktail. Let's go ahead and make it. I'll make it alongside with you as well as our judges. And I'm really rooting for this because it was not easy to get oleo, but I've already had a little taste. It's fantastic. So I'm excited to see what this tastes like.
Okay. So guys, we're going to start off with an ounce of the oleo. And then we're going to go to 3/4 of an ounce of fresh lemon juice. And then we're going to go with 2 ounces of our Sagamore rye. A nice ice cube to this, and we're going to give it a good stir. Slap some basil and garnish your drink. And cheers.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Cheers.
I'm just a step behind you, but I'm excited with this lemon bitters. All right.
Very pretty cocktail.
Oh, beautiful. Great color. All right. Judges, have you tasted?
I just started.
All right. I guess we'll start with Casey. Casey?
It's nice. I mean, for this time of year, boy, I could get in trouble with a few of those. that rye, it's there. It's got that pop. It's got that balance, but it really doesn't overpower you. I mean, I could imagine New Orleans is one of my favorite cities in the world. So I could imagine just sitting on a porch, having a few of these and just watching the day go by. I think it's well-balanced. I mean, very nice. Brian, very nice. Well done.
One of the things growing up my grandfather used to do is put a little booze in his lemonade, and that's exactly what this reminds me of. It reminds me of a hot summer day in Texas, and I mean, we also have hot winter days too. Like, I mean, it's basically hot year-round. So this, to me, screams refreshing. I mean, the aromatics, everything about it seems fun. I'm excited to hear what Sly has to say about this.
I unmuted. Actually, it's great. So I did bring some props for everybody because, you know, when you see us, we all assume that we wake up, you know, this good looking, right? All of us. And sometimes you don't get to see the dirtiness behind it. So if anyone's wondering, this oleo saccharum looks like, right? So I followed the directions exactly, and I did the sugar. And what a lot of people may not know, this is so underrated. When I say if you want a truly fresh cocktail, you can't get any more fresh than this, because what a lot of people may not know is when you take that zest of that lemon or that citrus and you put it with the sugar overnight, that sugar extracts the oils and it literally makes its own simple syrup. It literally becomes a liquid from that dried sugar. So it's the freshest of fresh. So when I took a sip, I automatically love the citrus. I love the freshness of it. I think the rye absolutely contributed to the herbaceousness that the basil added to that oleo saccharum mix. I always say nose confirms palate. And so the first thing you do when you put a cocktail to your nose is you smell it, right? And so if it smells fresh, you've already decided in your mind that it's going to taste, that it's going to taste great. So I think the nose was great. So I think this was a great way to kick off the competition. Par set really high, guys. So I absolutely enjoyed it. Again, I loved how you said that you wanted something different and unique, but still approachable. This recipe was very basic. It took 30 seconds for me to measure everything out. So it was something different and unique, but it was still approachable. So, you know, great job. Great way to start off the competition.
Oh, yeah. I think it's pretty safe to say that in July, here in, well, anywhere in the U.S. right now, a citrus-based cocktail, it seems like an easy win for enjoyment.
I mean, Chris is already in the future from it. He's already in July. So.
It's June. Yeah, see?
I mean,
you know what we got? So, if there's anything Houston's good at, it's choking, and I'm an expert at it. So let's get one shot. Yeah, let's get to our next judge. I'd love to hear your thoughts, Chris.
This is I agree with Sly. This is such a great way to start off the competition. The flavors of this work so well with the Sagamore rye, and just looking at all of the recipes tonight, I think our contestants really understand this rye whiskey. But this one really takes advantage, I think, of kind of the citrus, orange, and clove kind of notes that come out of the Sagamore rye. And it really plays well off of those. Of course, that lemon that's in here, that basil really, really works well and kind of amplifies, I think, the flavors of the rye. And this is just, I mean, Brian knocked it out of the park with this one. This is really, really fresh and amazing.
Well, awesome. Awesome. It would seem that so far we've kicked off this competition with some pretty positive thoughts. April, did you get a chance to taste it?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think that there was just a tremendous amount of effort and creativity with the cocktail. And I know that, you know, Brian might just have to show me how to properly make the oleo when we're off the cuff later. But I love it. Great job, Brian.
Thank you. Well, sweet. Let's get to our second contestant, our second cocktail. Please welcome Philip to the show.
All right. So, drink number two, we have Philip with the Moon River. And he has also used 1.5 ounces of the best Maryland rye whiskey in all the land, 3/4 ounce of the Dubonnet Red, 3/4 ounce of Tiffin Tea Liqueur, which I recently discovered is about as easy to find as a diamond in the rough, and a dash of absinthe on top, and then my favorite garnish, an orange zest. Now, Philip, I feel like there's a story here, so I'm really curious. So why don't you tell us how you came up with this cocktail?
Yes, good evening, everyone, and good evening on the judges. My name is Philip, and this is a great pleasure for me being in the present moment here now with you. What I'm going to make for you today is the Moon River, which is one of my signature cocktails based on the Sagamore Spirit Rye. What I did, I gave my inner potential, my resistance, using my personal travel experience and the interaction with our guests also, because it's important to understand what the guests are looking for. Let me express step by step how we're going to execute the Moon River for you today. The inspiration from the Moon River is came up with the Full Moon Festival. At that time, you will see the moon is brighter and bigger than the regular time of the day. And that one is accordingly, that time is the backup time for the parent, which is they took care of the children more after the harvest season. And during the Full Moon Festival, there's several activities surrounding there. You will see the children parade on the street and while singing and carry a lot of colorful lanterns. And in front of your house, you can see the funny things like with the dragon dance, the lion dance there. And together inside the families, we sit down, we enjoy the box of Full Moon cake and also sipping the green tea. And that's on about the drink Moon River. You're not just sipping a drink, but you're sipping a part of my childhood memory with my family. And let's say about my family, what does it mean? That means father and mother, I love you. That's all about family.
Absolutely. And where are you based out of now? Where are you currently working before we get into the cocktail? I'd like to hear a little bit about your backstory.
I'm traveling on the way from Vietnam for 2 years ago in America. But back in the day, I used to work in Europe and living there for over 7 years. That's the reason why I say that the drink is based on my family memory, because this is a Sagamore spirit, just like my dad, the father that is coming up, right? And then I have my mom, which is usually love tea. That's why I choose the Tiffin tea liquor. And this one comes from Germany, which is before I come to US here. And I love this country as well. And then last but not least is Dubonnet Rouge, because why? You can substitute the Dubonnet Rouge with the Lillet or Bearn. But the reason why I choose Dubonnet Rouge, because after testing the cocktail, and then the most important key is they have the cat on the label, which is look like the cat from my sister back in the day, just swinging around during the full moon time.
And that's one of the things I loved about your cocktail is you, although it seems a bit layered and complicated, a bit more effort is put into its complexity, you also created a cocktail that you could have variants in terms of some of the ingredients. If you can't find it, try this, you can try that. It's one of the things that I thought was great. You created something that was both complicated yet flexible, and I'm excited to see you walk us through it and we can all taste it together.
All right, let's we go. And let me express step by step how we're going to execute the Moon River for you today. At first, we can use the rock glass and rim with the green tea. And then after that, we fill up with a block of ice. And then the recipe is gonna be very simple. With the ratio is a 2-1-1. So 2 parts of spirit, which is I use here 1.5 hours. But I think that some of the judges want to finish your bottle fast, you can do 2 ounces. And I would love to that.
And what kind of green tea did you put on the side? Is that just matcha on the side of the glass?
This is the matcha green tea here. I keep over here. So you can rim the glass here. Yes. And then we go with a 3/4 or 1 part of Dubonnet Rouge, and then the Tiffin tea liquor.
Now, do you have a substitute for that one as well?
I'm sorry?
You have tiffin? A substitute for that one as well? For the Tiffin
yes.
tea liquor?
Yes, of course. The drink can be very simply to reduplicate by anyone anywhere in the world. And but the main personality of the drink is must be used by Sagamore spirit. Cannot substitute for anything, okay?
Make sure you have right.
it. A little brown yeah, nosing and, there.
Don't you forget it.
and then for the Dubonnet Rouge, you can substitute with some of the Lillet Rouge, which is I also have show up here, and not beer here, if you could not buy it or not available in your market. And the Tiffin tea liquor, you can substitute with the green tea. Zen green tea liqueur, which is made very well with the matcha green tea you have here. And that's on about the drink here. Very simple, 3 components and with a ratio 2-1-1. So we're gonna spray up with absinthe on top and then with the orange zest here.
Yeah, I put a couple of drops of the absinthe in the glass, and I gotta tell you, one of my favorite candies growing up is Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty's little licorice candies. It tastes so, it smells fantastic.
Thank you very much. The garnish is a key point who will be believe in the decoration as to have final impact the aroma and to the taste of the drink. May I introduce the ritual serve that you should test the green tea first, and after that you sip in the drink. The reason why you will get the salted rind from the tea, and also you test the aroma from the orange zest. The absinthe gonna burn up, just like kick up on the family backup, on the memory of your family backup in the drinks, right? And match very well balanced with the spiciness from the rye, the sweetness from the vermouth, and also the aromatically from the tea. And that's on about my drink, the Moon River. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So everyone is a moon and has a dark side, which is he or she never showed to anybody. Let be the full moon and shining through each and single moment in your life. And that's not about me. Welcome back and cheers for Moon River. And my name is Philip. This is a great pleasure to take care of you. Cheers.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate it.
Cheers, sir.
I stand by it. Good and plenties, man. There's something just so fun about absinthe. I'm excited to see what the judges have to say about this. Let's kick it off. We'll start with Chris. I'd love to hear Chris's thoughts first. I saw you making the cocktail. I'm excited to see your first initial thoughts.
This one, I am really into this cocktail. I mean, Philip has, like you said, Chris, it seems like there's a lot happening, but it really all just works. It all goes together so well. I love that touch of absinthe that goes in at the end. But again, I feel like Philip understands the Sagamore Rye. He's using, you know, ingredients here that are amplifying the rye whiskey. I love the absinthe. It's kind of amplifying that clove note. I feel like the Dubonnet kind of just amplifies the kind of sweetness of the whiskey that you get from Sagamore. And I got to tell you, I love the matcha on the rim of the glass. I don't know how it works, but it works. I mean, taking that first sip along with the matcha was just really wonderful. So cheers, Philip. This was really well put together.
Thank you very much, Joshua. And just want to remind that the rest of the green tea here is just something that it's just like you pass through on your life. And something good or something bad like this, just forget it. Sit down on the patio, turn on your iPhone while singing the song with the Moon River by Andy Williams. And that's how the perfect ending of the night.
Nice. I got to tell you, man, from a sales pitching perspective, you can convince me of a lot because this is, I mean, there's a sweetness aspect
story
to Brian's.
Incredible.
Oh, what happened? Can you hear me? Yep. So Brian's cocktail's got this fresh summer aesthetic. It feels like summer, whereas Philip's has this herbaceous vegetal. It's a different path altogether. They couldn't be, talk about light side of the moon, dark side of the moon. It couldn't be, the two cocktails are night and day different. So I'd love to hear Sly's thoughts on this. Take it away, Sly.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, again, fantastic. I think you're absolutely right. From the first one to the second one, we crossed over to a different palette. What I love, I totally enjoyed the full moon story in the back play. I completely loved your family incorporation of the ingredients with your family, because, of course, family is so important. So I completely love the backstory and how that motivated you to create it, because when we create cocktails for menus, we try and create that story behind it. And sometimes the story sells the cocktail, and it's about creating that engagement and that emotional connection between, let's say, a server and a bartender and the guest. And when you have so many different spirits out on the market and in the back bar and in signature cocktail menus, a lot of times that story really builds that emotional connection that can really, you know, win over a customer. So I think, you know, hands down for that one. I also love when I'm judging cocktails, because my job is to create cocktails for concepts and what's going to be the next, you know, Cosmo out on the market. I love the application in the market, because you can create a fantastic drink, but if it can't be replicated or if it's hard to actually put together, then it's not a win for, you know, either myself or for the concept. So I absolutely loved about being able to substitute. You know, I did choose the Le Rouge. I did choose the Zen tea. I thought the matcha absolutely complemented the Zen. This drink had layers of complexity, and they actually came in layers. I mean, at first I got the spice of the rye, and then I got a little bit of that tea, and then I got the, you know, that slight little finish. And, you know, I just did a little spray of the absinthe just to kind of dust it. But the matcha powder, I think this is an evergreen cocktail. Love the alternatives. And I will say, I wrote this note down in the beginning, you actually played Moon River, and that actually like, I love that too. So that even added to your story. So even though you didn't play it, I wrote down the note that you did have it on you and you did play it. So a great job that, like I said, you guys are bringing it, you know, to the table. I said a saying yesterday that I always say, everyone says their drinks are the best, put your shaker where your mouth is. And I will say 2 out of 3 right now, you guys have put your shaker where your mouth is. So absolutely great job again.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I thought it was really interesting. And I didn't cover this before, but Sly brings up a good point. The history behind the drink and the fact that certain elements reminded you of your childhood is so nice, but it doesn't apply to everyone. I mean, I come from a very poor side of South Houston. If I made a cocktail based off my family, it would taste like cigarettes and TV dinners. So to get something that's really herbaceous and fun and really you know, reminiscent of where you're from is pretty fun. So Casey, buddy, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I mean, following up on what Sly said, the connection with the customer is a big deal. I mean, when Philip was talking, I felt I was there with him. I think that's very hard to do. He's got a very complex cocktail that really combines all these different elements and plays really well, but also has a really interesting personal story behind it. And when you explain that, when you order a drink in a bar and someone like Philip explains that to you, it takes you to a place that seems pretty enjoyable to me. And when the drink then takes you there as well, it's great. I mean, as Philip put it, you know, we all have a dark side of our moon and we try not to show it. I'm not as good as that as others sometimes. But I appreciate it. And I just think this is a really well-balanced, complex. He did give, you know, he does have some ingredients originally that are very, can be difficult to obtain, but he gives you the alternatives. And so he's thinking, he's listening to you. So when someone asks, well, how do you make that? I'd like to make that at home. He's giving you those options. And that's what's really cool. I just think it's a, you know, a great follow-up. You guys are really, as Sly put it, putting your shaker where your mouth is. I mean, it's a really complex, fun cocktail with amazing notes and just something that you wouldn't ever think of on a normal Saturday night. And that's fun. And you can build it just in your glass. And I think that's pretty cool. And I'm going to continue drinking it.
I absolutely agree. And I'll drink it with you. April, did you get a chance to taste it?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you and Casey both kind of took the words out of my mouth. What I really love is that you kind of gave us a history lesson here along with the cocktail. You really incorporated some, you know, personal experiences. And I'm a passion person, so I really love the passion that you put behind this cocktail. So great job, Philip.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
So we've got one last cocktail, one last contestant. It's our hometown hero, fingers crossed. We've got Houston's very own Max Wingert.
That's right. So moving on to our final cocktail from our Houston hometown hero, Max Wingert. We have the Potente Gold with 1 ounce of Sagamore Signature, 1/2 ounce of Cointreau, 1/4 ounce of Kahlua, 3 dashes of orange bitters, and the most glamorous ingredient, just a sprinkle of gold flakes for garnish. So Max, why don't you tell us how to make this cocktail?
Well, what's up, gang? Hello, thanks for having me. You know, hometown heroes, like, no pressure or anything, you know?
No pressure.
Yeah, I was just about to say no pressure.
I'll take a hometown average show is what I'm kind of aiming for, you know? I'm about to make the Potente Gold. It is based off that classic cocktail, the Potente Silver, of course. You know, we all know the famous Potente Silver. This was an alternate take on the Old Fashioned, our favorite, the oldest of the cocktails, right? The original cocktail. We decided to shake it up a little bit and, you know, add a little pizzazz to it.
Well, awesome. I'm super excited. I know I started saying, you know, no pressure, but I've already got you pulled up and set to block in case you lose this for us. So just Just FYI, you're about to be blocked on Instagram. No pressure.
Well, I would hate to lose any or all followers, so I'll try to do my best over here. You know.
You know what? It's so funny. I just dropped the entire gold bottle into my glass, so this is going to be fun. All
right. Hey, man. Gold is good for regulating body temperature. It's good for conducting electricity. I think both of those only apply if they're outside your body, but, you know, we can find that out, you know?
We'll see how it goes. So go ahead and walk us through it. I know you're at Patente here in Houston. I've recently got to visit your lovely restaurant, so I'm excited to see what you got here. Walk us through it.
I'll tell you what, we're going to start, crazily enough, with that Sagamore Rye Whiskey. The original recipe, which I like to think I have since improved upon with my heavy-handed pours, calls for 1 ounce. I tend to do about 1.5 ounces. Don't tell my boss. We're going to switch over to that Cointreau. There are some alternatives. You can use Le Prince. You can use a different orange liqueur. I find other orange liqueurs to be a little bit on the sweet side, and this is already tends to be a little bit sweeter of a drink. So if you like sweeter, lean into it. I've got Le Prince over here, if that's your thing. But Cointreau, you know, it's classic. It's the best, I think. And last but not least, we're going to do our Kahlua. This is another one that does tend to lean a little sweeter. So you can use like a Tia Maria if you like a little bit less sweet. You can use like a Mr. Black's coffee liqueur. We're doing the 0.75 of the Cointreau. We're doing about 0.5 of that Kahlua right in there for you. The only thing I don't waver on is the orange bitters. The orange bitters tends to, it can overwhelm a drink pretty quickly, you know? So this is definitely a 2 or 3 dash. With my old fashions, I usually do the, you know, little psh, 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 whatever that ends up in. But with the Patente Gold, you got to do the just the right amount, just a little bit of the. There we go. And then we're gonna stir. We're gonna stir, stir, stir. This is when you get to tell stories to your guests. You know. Oh my goodness! Yes, that is terrible. Oh, and then he said what? Oh goodness gracious! Do you want to hear my? Oh no, you want to talk to me? That's fine. I'll listen.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the things about this that I think is pretty interesting. And before we get to the judges about it, you know, the very Brian's drink was summer forward, citrus forward, a little on the sweeter side. Phillip's drink's more on the herbaceous side. This feels like a nice middle ground, a little bit of both. Like there's a little sweetness there, of course, in the old fashioned, but nothing too. I really do feel like the three cocktails are completely different sections of the spectrum. And with that, I want to get Casey's feedback first. I feel like I'm watching Casey in the camera there. He's enjoying it. I'd like to get his feedback first for sure.
I mean, first of all, I was told that I would be the handsome, witty one on this event. So, Max, you know, it's fine, but I understand. Max, this is a after my own heart. It's a simple but yet complex, a riff on a classic cocktail is something that I always enjoy and I'm drawn to on a menu. The balance is really there. I went a little less on the Kahlua, as you said. I'm like a little bit less sweet, so that orange is really coming forward. Mm-hmm. With the Cointreau, I used my little baby Cointreau, so it's perfect.
Beautiful.
It's simple, complex, and I think it really actually comes out a little bit with your personality. It's too. It's fun. It's a little, you know,
a little fun and little, fun and flirty.
Yeah, a little fun and flirty. I mean, I know I get a little excited if I was across the bar from you, sir. It's you know, this is, it's just a fun cocktail, and again, so different from the other ones. Fun to follow up with. I like its depth, but it still has a light mouthfeel, very drinkable and very simple. Well done, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. Did you end up finding the edible gold? I had to order a little bit from Amazon.
I unfortunately it didn't register in time, so I just grabbed one of my wife's diamond rings and I just smashed it with a hammer. Oh, and just sprinkled it on
perfect
top. She was
excellent.
Fine with it. Yeah, it's
I was gonna suggest a little, you know, golden pinwheel, but you know,
diamond sprinkle works.
I've got a tiny copper jigger that I can put in there.
Yeah, you know,
it's just about, you know, it's about thinking on the fly. You know, yeah, it's the same thing, just different.
It feels like one of those Pokemon games where there's like Patente Gold and Patente Copper right there, you know.
Exactly. You know, I'm just out here having fun.
I just realized how old Max is. We're the same age, buddy.
I grew up
in that whole Pokemon Platinum, Pokemon Gold.
I was living in Tokyo, Japan when Pocket Monsters, aka Pokemon, was created.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I'm 87 years old.
I mean, if I was a judge, I might be inclined to demerit Casey some points for saying that Max is the charming, handsome one, but I'll let it go this time. Let's get over to Sly. Sly, talk to me. I know you've got some thoughts. I saw what looked like you taking notes. So I'd love to.
Look at this. I've got a whole thing of notes. That's so funny because I was told I was going to be the handsome one. My contract, because I'm seeing all these stories. And with the gold flakes, I just went to a local restaurant and stole all their copper pipes.
Great.
Just like everyone else on the news.
Rip those wires out of the wall, you know?
And I actually do. So everyone at home can see that. And you know, I can make it rain. You can actually see, look at that.
Gorgeous, darling. Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Look at that. I feel like, Gay Pride June, right? Just let the place.
Glitter is
heck. So I think you guys are right. I think every drink has been different. What I loved about this one was actually the mouthfeel, because I wrote that, you know, you had two sweetening agents. You had the Cointreau and you had the Kahlua, which could serve as a sweetening agent, but yet it wasn't cloying or overwhelming. So it mouthfeel, I love that little bit of, you know, that coffee kind of chocolate that the Kahlua brought to it. And of course the orange, you know, complemented it with the spice of the rye. And again, the garnish was great. With a riff on a classic, you know, simple three ingredients. I always say as well, you know, I call it looks that kill. Garnishes can sometimes sell a cocktail. When, again, I'm judging cocktails, I look at its application. Is it the top selling cocktail? Does it sell great? What are the different attributes from presentation that can really push this drink over the edge? And, you know, we as humans, we want what we can't have. We see something and we get visually stimulated, right? So the you know, actually, you know, add to that. So I love the, you know, the garnish. Again, easy for, you know, a concept to actually order and bring in. Great mouthfeel. You know, I would actually skydive with this cocktail, just like, you know, after seeing your intro, I was like all pumped up. I'm like, yeah.
And I'll tell you, breathing is hard enough while you're skydiving.
I almost found myself like applying for American Ninja Warrior after seeing your intro.
Spartan races are my thing, but yeah, same idea.
But absolutely loved it. Again, like I said, with the garnish, it's not what's on the inside. It's definitely what's on the outside. Don't let people do that to you. Say that when you're going on a blind date, it's definitely what's on the outside, guys. So I loved it. Very simple. It had, you know, great mouthfeel, great flavors, completely different than the other two. So Max, I mean, awesome job with that one.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your note. I'll be honest, I don't mind the objectification in this case, you know, like it's been kind of nice so far, you know.
Hey, we could all use some reassuring words from time to time. One of the things that Sly mentioned I thought was absolutely true is the more I've gotten into drinking and the more I've gotten into cocktails, when a bartender takes the opportunity, the actual effort to remove a simple syrup and replace it with a different sweetener, it's always like that's a sense of effort that can only be described as trying to go above and beyond what's minimally required of you. So the idea of the Kahlua, the idea of the it's a very nice touch. I'm excited to hear the Urban Bourbonist and to get your take on this, Chris. Please take it away, buddy.
Yeah, I think Max, again, all three contestants tonight understand Sagamore Rye. Max really, I think, kind of took advantage of the, what I think is the kind of orange essence or the orange flavor that comes out of Sagamore, doing the Cointreau and then the orange bitters on top of that. But I think that there's also something else. I don't know if Max will admit to this or not, but there's a cola note in Sagamore that I typically get. And I think Max played to the cola note using the Kahlua. I think it really brought out like a cola essence for me on my palate that just is wonderful. And I agree with you, Chris. Like if someone's doing a riff on an old fashioned and you're substituting that simple syrup for something else, some other type of sweetener, Max really understood, I think, what to use with this particular whiskey. So really well done. I didn't have the gold leaf, but I do have a gold flamingo and a gold cocktail.
I'm obsessed.
So
I love
it. Now I got to find something
this
gold.
Is my addition to
the alternatives
cocktail.
Have been very impressive. It's funny you say the thing about the cola, my man, because if you take a little fire, you know, and you set it. No, just kidding. You don't actually have to do it.
It's like, is this the cast strength?
I noticed the flamingo. I noticed the copper jigger there from Casey. And I actually have the gold flake, but just to play it safe, I went ahead and threw a couple of pennies in the glass. So I think we're all on the same page here. I think we're all on the same page.
I mean, we have covered the Patente copper for sure. You know, copper's a little bit more toxic, you know, but I mean, my Patente mercury is just killer. So,
and Chris,
April.
Tonight, go ahead. Sorry. I was just going to tell Chris to my fellow judge to blink twice if wherever he's being kept. If Sagamore is kept, put him in a bunker to let us know that we'll come and get him. Like, it's safe.
Known as the bunker. This is known as the bunker.
It is, I know.
It's all free will here. It's all free will.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, whenever they reached out to Chris to see if he would be a judge, he had to hold up today's newspaper just to make sure that he was safe.
I'm just checking.
They wanted to be sure.
I'm a caring guy.
Yeah. I was going to shoot over to April. April, we haven't heard your thoughts on this. I'm excited. I see you shaking back and forth in your chair. Let's hear your thoughts on this. This guy, it seems like you've got a lot to say.
I mean, I don't know if I have a whole lot, but I mean, it's great. I love the simplicity behind this cocktail. And I love the way, you know, also love the way Max described it as a twist on an old fashioned, as that's my go-to cocktail. And I have to confess that I've had Max and my girl Emily at Patente make me way too many of these. And so, Chris, I don't know if you'll be able to catch up with me, but you could try.
I'll be honest with you. So I've always felt, and this is just my thoughts, I've always felt the old fashioned's a bit overrated. Mm. It's hard
Ooh.
To... I'll put it this way.
How dare you, sir.
Ouch.
Hold on.
Ooh.
So,
mic drop.
Most places I've been to and I've ordered an old fashioned has been either too boozy or too sweet. And sometimes they just mush up a bunch of vegetables in the, like, it's not very easy to go somewhere and hope and trust that they're going to make it right. This cocktail does remind me of what you want from an old fashioned. It tastes similar to an old fashioned, and of course, it's not overly ruined by we'll say less than talented bartenders. So I'm happy with this. I'm happy with this a lot. I can't wait to get the whole recap. Let's get into the recap. Let's talk about all three drinks. I'd love, guys, all three of you did a phenomenal job. I had so much
cheers
fun.
Cheers to everyone.
I absolutely reached out and got all the ingredients you asked for. The Cure by Brian Chambliss, Phillips Moon River with all the history and that beautiful green tea garnish, and of course, Max's the Patente Gold. I reached out to a local bartender. I made sure that I had everything exactly as you asked, because I wanted to experience it. Even though I'm not a judge and I have no say-so to the turnout of this, I wanted to make sure I experienced it the way it was intended. So my hat's off to all three of you. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. We've got to get to a decision. And here's the fun part. I don't officially have a say-so yet, but if all three judges pick three different contestants, I have got to make a decision. And I'll be honest with you, I'm torn. These are night and day different cocktails. They're not even closely similar in terms of palate or taste or anything. They are meant for three different worlds. So let's get to the judges.
The suspense is killing me.
I got to tell you, man, this music after these three drinks is, you know, I'm feeling it. Let's get to the judges.
The Eye of the Tiger theme song.
Let's get to the judges. I want to hear your finalist say so. If you guys will pick up your marker, write your winner on that piece of paper. We're going to cut to you, but don't hold it up just yet. Let's go on. Let's build the suspense here.
Sly hasn't decided quite yet.
Yeah,
I wrote it, but I'm like breathless over this because
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to choose.
So when the cameras cut to the judges, there was Casey had already had it done. He was just sitting there, just like, just call on me, just tell me. I'll tell you what. Chris has already made up his mind. Chris, give me your winner. Hold it up.
All right, here we go.
Potente Gold.
Max, the Potente Gold.
He loved it. What sets it apart for you? What did you feel?
So this was really, 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 really close. You know, as we talked about, like, three completely different drinks, I think they all took advantage of the flavors of Sagamore. Everyone understood the whiskey that they were working with. I just feel like the simplicity of Max's drink and the way that it sort of amplified more of the flavors that were going on in the Sagamore Rye just kind of put it over the edge for me. And I just want to say that this was like splitting hairs coming down to a decision on this. I think that's just kind of the thing that put it over for Max, is it kind of played off of multiple flavors in the whiskey. And so kudos to Max.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. I actually, I've never heard someone call a cocktail that's layered in gold flakes easy to make. Or simple for that matter. I think you referred to it as simple at one point. I do love the fact that it is a take on an old fashioned, and it's still reminiscent of it, while most of the ingredients have nothing to do with the classic old fashioned. So, Sly, you look like you have some things to say. I gotta hear it.
I'll say this is harder than swiping left and right on a dating. And maybe that's why I haven't found anyone yet on there, but this, I was like, do I swipe left? Do I swipe right? Like, this was harder than choosing, you know, pictures on a dating site. So, I chose me. Oh, so I can't win. So I thought I might get the 500 because I was the only one that had all of them. So it can't be me, right? Okay. So I actually chose one, The Cure.
Oh man, I have so much to say on this. That's exciting.
Oh, we got competition.
Oh no, I don't know.
We're gonna have a three-way tie. Yeah, I'll be honest. So Brian's cocktail, I didn't finish it all at once, but I just finished it while Sly was talking. Just coincidence that she happened to call out, you know, Brian, right? So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Casey has to say. Casey. I guess what's considered a tiebreaker.
The pressure's on. I just wanted to say congratulations to all three contestants.
Yeah.
Amazing drinks. You guys have put forward your best here. It came down to, for me, what I could sit down and drink three of. And I'm going to have to go with Max and the Potente Gold.
Wow.
I wrote it on a bar napkin, but it just, the simplicity of it, the easy obtainable ingredients, and I could just hang out with this. Congratulations, Max, but I had to
thank you, my man. I appreciate
everyone
you
did
guys.
An amazing job.
Go ahead and dust your shoulders off, Max.
Here, let me
with gold.
Pull out my,
with gold.
My yeah, guitar gold real quick. Off. Is
oh,
it
no,
time?
Can no, I'm just
you
back?
Knew something was coming.
Got the speech prepared. Let's
yeah,
hear it.
You know, it's what's amazing about this is I absolutely loved, I really truly loved all three of them yeah. for different reasons. My initial thought on Brian's one is that it was a little too sweet to have three, and if I go somewhere, I need to have three. So
that's what I based it off of.
That in my mind, yeah. And so I'm all three cocktails absolutely blew me away. My wife already tasted all three. She loved them. We saved the cocktails to set aside. We're going to be making them in our household until we run out of supplies. Absolutely great job, all three of you. April,
fortunately, the gold flake is pretty easy to come by. You know, it's pretty common. Yeah.
My next stimulus check, maybe. But
the gold pelicans or whatever we got. You know.
April, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You guys all did a fabulous job. Thank you, Chris, for hosting with us. Really, really appreciate it. You made it a lot of fun. Thank you to our judges. You guys are awesome. We really, really appreciate y'all being a part of this showdown with us and supporting Sagamore Spirit. And big congratulations to our winner. Again, what he won, $500, a trip to Baltimore, a two-night stay at the Sagamore Pendry Hotel, which everybody wants to stay there, and maybe I'll be your plus one. We'll see how my husband feels about that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to move on to the national competition where you have a chance to win another $1,000. So congratulations, Max.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Max. You guys. Appreciate you very much.
Absolutely.
Raise a glass.
Thank you all.
Well
Absolutely.
Done. Cheers to everybody.
All of our people at home that tuned in.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Balcones' first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.